Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Thank you once again for tuning in to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. It is March, Women's History Month.
As the month of March draws to a close and we wrap up the celebration of Women's History Month, I want to pause parenthetically to send out thoughts and prayers in support of the victims who suffered needless violence at the hands of a heartless perpetrator in Atlanta. I will not dignify this criminal by speaking his name. 8 souls had their lives needlessly cut short in Atlanta, 6 of them Asian women. Reports say that the shooter did it because he had a problem with temptation. But it sounds to me like he doesn't want his crime classified as it should be, a hate crime. Please say a prayer for the families of the victims of this hate crime, and also that this evil individual gets exactly what he deserves. Pray for the comfort of these families who have suffered this tragic loss. Ladies and gentlemen, every moment of this life is precious. None of us have a guaranteed time on earth. Golden ticket. Life is like a vapor, and yet it is so very beautiful, though it is quite fleeting. Let us cherish the moments we have and show love one to another as often as we can. And remember, only love can conquer hate. But because we love does not mean we don't mete out justice when it is warranted. This week we go into the archives for an interview I did many years ago with a woman who found great success in an industry that many consider to be a man's game. She has great insights that are well worth being heard once again. Her name is Angela Boone, and she's next on The Spectrum as we continue our celebration of Women's History Month.
And we're back. In this segment, we have none other than author and entrepreneur Angela Boone. Angela Boone is a successful entrepreneur for more than 20 years as the owner of her own construction, management, and interior design firm. Angela became a successful publisher in 2002 when she published her first book, Faith Cometh by Hearing. Her success with the book led her to a full-time writing career as an author and screenplay writer. Her first stage play is titled Live What You Preach and is currently being shopped in the market. These books are just a few of the publications she has been inspired to write dealing with issues of faith and everyday living. Her other titles include a children's book titled We Are All God's Children, Let Us Pray, and Faith Comes by Hearing, which talks about experiences as a business owner in a male-dominated industry, a black woman who is determined to succeed. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ms. Angela Boone. How are you doing, Angela?
Blessed and highly favored.
I am so honored to have you in studio right now.
Thank you.
And I'm a recipient of your emails and so forth, your newsletter, so I know that you are very passionate about communication. But I want to jump right in because I really want to give you the opportunity to share some things that are on your heart. To say the least, your bio is intriguing. I've got to get right to it, though. First, let me begin by saying my hat is off to you for your perseverance, and I applaud your success. But I got to ask you, it's so atypical for a woman to want to be in construction. I think it's fantastic. But how did you get there? How did you get to the place that you wanted to do construction of all things and interior design?
Well, actually, since I was small, a kid, we had the Barbie dolls. And mm-hmm. I would take my mom's furniture, put it together, because the stuff that they had was not large enough for me, what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And I would just put my houses together and construct them with my parents' furniture. And as I grew older and started driving, I like to look at new construction, okay. buildings going up. I like to see the finished product. I like to see clients happy, mm-hmm. you know. And so to see someone happy with something that your hands actually put together is a blessing, you know.
Outstanding. Let me ask you this question. Now, were there people when you decided you wanted to get into the construction business? Now, that was your motivation, the things that inspired you as a child. But what did you encounter getting into the field itself?
It was a struggle. I started out working for a well-known construction company, mm-hmm. and that's how I got my experience. And I also went through Focus Hope, a machinist training program that they have. Learn how to read blueprints and things like that. So I was building that foundation to mm-hmm. where I was going. And so once I started working for the construction industry and the contractors, and I said, wow, I can do this. So I stepped out on faith mm-hmm. and I never looked back. I mean, it was a struggle, but it's things that you need to do and have in place in order to get where you're going. It's a roadmap, you can say, you know, okay. it's a process. So in the process of being in construction, learning the trade and everything, I stepped out, opened up my own company mm-hmm. and I started talking to people, networking. Mm-hmm. Networking is so important. I stayed in the office for a while and, waiting for the phone to ring. But it's like, okay, they don't know you here, Angela. You got to get out there. You mm-hmm. have to network. So I started networking. I started putting all the paperwork together to be certified with my company. You know, it's things that you need to do. So you need to talk to people, mm-hmm. you know, in order to find out what it is you need to do. So about 6 months into the industry, I actually got my first contract and I was working on a 240,000 square. We poured 240,000 square foot of concrete for mm-hmm. a new water plant on Jefferson.
Okay.
And that was my first contract. And from there, you know, I got other contracts. We built the midfield terminal for Northwest Airlines. We did some renovation for Brush Park. I teamed with a few contractors, which is very important. When you get into that teaming with larger contractors, you really have to watch yourself because a lot of times the industry is set up for you to fail. Mm. And so you have to have that discernment to know whether or not you really need to get you know, have a relationship with this person. You have to really know who you're in a relationship with. I lost a $26 million contract in Florida.
Wow.
Well, maybe I won't say lost it, but it was something that I had been praying for a long time to take my business to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into a marriage, which I don't know why I'm going that way, but I got into this marriage. And you really have to watch out who you're in a relationship with. I got into this marriage and I found out, you know, my husband was on the down low. He was a bishop in the church.
Wow.
And so I was so focused on trying to get my marriage right and praying for that I ended up, the contract just went bottom up.
Hmm.
And, you know, I'm focused on doing the right thing. Losing my business over here, trying to get this right, you know, praying, oh, God, help me. Mm-hmm. And I'm losing over here. So, mm-hmm. you know, you just have to watch out who you're in a relationship with. But the contract, it was a great contract starting out. Then all of a sudden, like I said, bam, it just went up. Because when I went to Florida to visit the contractor where we were going to do this contract, we were going to build a 240,000 square foot office building in Cape Canaveral, Florida for the Kennedy Space Center. It was one of a kind. It was one of a kind projects. And my ex-husband, who's now my ex-husband, had went and sat in front of his congregation, pulled up a chair when I left, and told them all about this contract, which we had talked about him not doing. Because, you know, those spirits is out there, okay? Mm-hmm. Those jealousy spirits, those envy spirits, right. Those spirits
player
is
haters.
Out there, yes. Okay, and don't think that when they talk about witchcraft in the Bible that it's not true, because it is true. These things are true. And so all of this stuff started happening. It started a confusion. It was in a confusion in my mind. I couldn't get it right. I didn't mm-hmm. have anybody to talk to. Mm-hmm. And the contract just went. It just, you know, I had to let it go.
You bring up a very interesting point as you speak, and at least in my mind, and that is, in the midst of living your dreams, life isn't going to stop. It's mm-hmm. not going to wait for you to get it together. In other words, there's going to be obstacles that come, disappointment, frustration, all of those things that are going to come. It's like being playing in a football game where you have an opposition. And that's the one thing I want to bring out as we get to our next point is that, but you've come through it beautifully, and I'm thankful to God for that. But we cannot believe that because we're people of faith mm-hmm. that you're not going to have any struggles. Mm-hmm. That's not true, and that's not in the scripture. In fact, Jesus said, in this life, yes. you will have tribulation. But he tells us we can be of good cheer, mm-hmm. but we can only be of good cheer if our faith is rooted there in Christ. And obviously yours is. I want to ask you something. Now, how many businesses are you, or how many businesses or different streams of income are you currently involved in right now?
Actually, I have a magazine mm-hmm. that's coming out, national and international. I just actually got with a large publishing firm.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Magazine. That's that faith you talk about. You know, it's impossible to please him without that faith.
Yes.
And that's one of the streams. And then also I have a television show.
All right.
That starts April 8th. And so it's just been a blessing because I've decided to do is what any business owner needs to do is trust God. Mm-hmm. You have to believe. You know, you have to put that trust in him and say, lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Yes.
And that's something that I've started to do as a business owner. We have to take the limits off of God and watch him move in our life.
Absolutely.
Okay. And it's not what we see. It's what we don't see. He's, mm-hmm. you know, faith is the substance of things not seen. You know,
yes.
So it's the evidence of things not seen. So, you know, a lot of times we want to look with that natural eye and we say, well, I'm not seeing anything happening. But see, mm-hmm. God is the kind of God that he works behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we think that there's nothing going on, God is working on our behalf to
yes.
get us right where he need us to be. But we, like you said, we have to go through those trials and tribulations, because without those trials and tribulations in our life, we will never get where God needs us to be. We need that in order to help somebody else.
Absolutely.
Okay, the things that we go through, it's not just for us, but it's to help other people
That's right.
to reach their goals and their success.
Yeah, helping others. That is what being blessed is really about.
Yes.
The increase, and I'm with you on that. It's not about what I can heap upon myself. It's about extending service to my brothers and to my sisters and to those that are in need. And if you don't have any money, you just can't do that.
That's right.
It's so interesting that you talk about the disappointment and overcoming that. There are so many things that confront us, and I want to say this to the listeners out there. Perhaps you're tuning in, and you're saying to yourself, I hear all this faith talk, but what I want you to understand is these people that have been in here are accomplished business people, but they haven't forsaken their faith. In fact, the faith is the core. You might be listening to it and you say, well, this doesn't sound like a news format. What I'm bringing to you is the reality of what faith will do, and not just pie in the sky, not just waiting for God to open up the sky and pour it down and say, well, here you is right here. You need some bacon? I got bacon for you. You know, don't worry. You ain't got to kill no pigs, because I'm going to get a bacon. I'm just going to turn them into bacon like magic. It don't happen like that. This is a real world, and we get gritty, we get dirty, we get messy, and sometimes in your circumstance you find out your husband is down low. For those of you that don't, you just look it up, Wikipedia, something to figure out what that is if we want to know what down low is. But in the midst of all of that, this young lady is still clinging to her, not clinging, but standing on her faith and moving forward. Now, Angela, tell us a little bit about your TV show that's coming up.
The TV show is called The Interior Design of the Body. in all of my background and in construction and interior design, I take that and I use it with biblical and from the Bible and bring out things for us. We have a lot of shows on TV that show us how to declutter and build, mm-hmm. tear down, demolish. Well, I'm talking about building the body of Christ, mm-hmm. you know, within us, how we get to the next level in life, how we declutter the things that we have and how we use the things that we have, you know, not to look at it as negative, but to look at it as positive to get to the next level in our life. And it's that floor plan that I talk about, you know, using that design in the floor plan, the issues and life's closet and different things like that, you know, and how we get to the next level, mm-hmm. with all of those things that we think are problems.
Okay. I want to ask you this. Who inspired you as a child? What was your inspiration? Were there role models for you coming up, those that inspired you to let you know what, I can do this?
Actually, my parents.
Okay.
Who are, of course, still together. My father is 90.
Wow.
And my mom is 70, about 75. And they inspired me because my parents, you know, they were the type of parents, we didn't have limits. They let us do what we do. If you want to play the piano, okay, go play the piano, you know. Okay. So they always, you know, we weren't rich, you know, but we weren't poor. You know, mm-hmm,
I understand. Yeah,
but,
I follow
okay.
you.
And my father, he worked and my mom stayed home with us. And my life been a different kid. I've been out of my siblings. Mm-hmm. I've been that different one. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess sometimes they call it black sheep or
That's
something
That's what
like
they
that.
Call them, black sheep.
Black sheep, right. You know. So, but my parents, they never put limits on us. You know, they let us go out and do what we, you know, do what we do. And then when I was 16, I told my friends, I said, I'm going to write a book one day. I said, and it's going to talk about my life. And I'm 16, but I'm speaking into my life at 16 years old, mm-hmm. you know. So God is good. All I have to say is when we, you know, a lot of times we go to church, we listen to the preacher, we read our Bibles, we read the scripture, but we don't actually put it to the test.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
We have to really stop just reciting it and yes. know that it's power in the word of God and we need to put it in our life. The Bible said we could speak life or death
yes.
on us. And our words are powerful. And we need to always stop saying things like, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Yes, you can.
Yes,
we can do
can.
All things through Christ who strengthens us.
Yes.
We don't need to put any limits on our life. See, God is just waiting for us to step out in the deep. I did something on stepping out in the deep. It's time for us to move away from the shore in the shallow waters
All
where
right.
we can see our feet. And it's time for us to start stepping out in the deep.
Mm-hmm.
And trusting God and keeping our focus stayed on Him
yeah.
so that when the wind start blowing, if we keep our focus, He'll take us right to our destiny, right where He want us to be. Everybody here has a purpose in life. Everyone. He said He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He knew all about us. He knew our trials and our tribulations, our ups and our downs. He knew what we were going to go through. He knew the mistakes that we were going to make, but He always have a way for us out. And we have to start to stand on that word and believe and start. And they say work, faith without works is dead. You can't tell me that you want to write a book or start a business and you never put a pen to the paper
mm-hmm.
or your fingers to the keyboard, you know, or do what is necessary to do what it is that you need to do. You know, faith without works is dead. And I can't say that enough. You know, you sitting in this radio station, you're doing what you have dreamed of doing
yes.
because you know why? Because it wasn't just about you talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it was about you stepping out on faith.
Yes.
Not looking back, no matter what the world tell you, you can't do.
Right.
Okay. But with God, all things are possible. And we sitting right here.
Absolutely.
Okay. You dream in your dream. This is your dream.
It is. And that's interesting. You speak with such passion. And I want to ask you, because as I mentioned before, I receive your newsletters, all of them, sometimes twice, three times in 1 minute. Sometimes they just come up. They just are coming fast and furious. But quickly, if you will tell me, why are you so passionate about information and communicating?
The Bible said my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And so therefore, we have to get it out there. You know, we have a lot of different streams. God has opened a lot of streams and airways to reach his people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And eternal life with Christ and a relationship with him is one of the most important things that he came here for. A lot of people don't want to go in church anymore because for whatever reason, they might have got hurt through the church mm-hmm. or whatever. But then you still have people that want the traditional way.
Right.
But then with the internet and the radio and television, we are reaching God's people. And we are serving his people like he want us to do through a whole nother avenue. And it's a passion because Christ wants this relationship with us. I know what he can do. I know what he's done in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I share this with other people because I want them to have the same thing, if not better, than what it is that God has given me. You know, because we all can have it and he want us all to have it.
That is absolutely outstanding. As we prepare to wrap up our show for today, you mentioned that you have the publishing, television. Talk just for a few moments to our listeners about the importance of having multiple streams of income and why that's important. And not just, just having one thing and that's the only thing that's bringing you resources.
Well, because when I had the construction company, that's all I did. And that's all I basically focused on at the time. And so when that came, you know, when I wasn't getting any more contracts there, mm-hmm. I didn't really have anything to fall back on.
Right.
So I learned from that experience to have other things to fall back on,
mm-hmm.
like my book publishing, you know, which talks about the industry, you know, for people to read and be able to be knowledgeable of what's going on or
yes.
situations in your life, you know, to help you to move forward in life. God gives us these things to help us as well, you know, and so it's an important thing to have things going on. You know, so that if something falls by the wayside, you still have something else. We can't, like you said, we can't depend on corporate America anymore.
That's
okay?
Right.
And I teach an entrepreneurial class to some second to seventh graders
mm-hmm.
at the Detroit Public Schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so I teach this program on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursday, entrepreneurship, how to start their own business right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually go through things. We make things. I show them how to be creative and make things and use their hands to sell things, you know, right now to make money and what programs they need to get in now, you know, to start their future, you know, and because, you know, tomorrow is not promised
Absolutely.
To any of us, but what we have to give today, I think is one of the most important things is to feed into somebody's life and give them positive stuff. Because with this world today of so much negativeness, we need to stand up and stand out as the body of Christ and feed positiveness into our children, you know, and this the next generation. So the next generation to do the same thing that we're doing, you know, because like I said, we can't depend on corporate America. So we have to show our children how to be an entrepreneur.
That is absolutely outstanding. And when I say outstanding, I mean outstanding. Now when is your television show? When does that start?
It airs April 8th
April 8th?
Mm-hmm, at 7:30 p.m.
April
and it's
8th?
Mm-hmm, it's a half an hour show.
Okay. What mm-hmm. station?
The channel on is Comcast Cable on 20, 71, and then 33 and 70, and then the radio 88.1 FM.
That is mm-hmm. absolutely outstanding. And once again, thank you so much for being with us and for sharing your insights. And I certainly hope that women have been encouraged. Men have been encouraged by what you have to say. Give the public your web address.
It's www.angelaboone.com.
Could you spell that for them, please?
It's ANGELABOONE.com.
Outstanding. That's my word. I'm going to keep on using it. No one can make me stop because it's mine and I use it whenever I feel like it and nobody can stop me. Thank you once again, Angela, for being with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm certain that you have been inspired by that. Well, my friends, it's about that time. And I want to tell you something, and I don't ever want you to forget this, is that everything in life hinges on the thread of relationships. Every single thing
Thank you for tuning into The Spectrum with Bob Ivory, my friends. You go out there and have a fantastic life on purpose. And you know, I mean that.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face. Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.